What is up, peeps? Welcome to Blister 57 Podcast with Blister 57 and Brad. Why don't you check out Blister 57's blog at blister57.com? Have I said Blister 57 enough times? Yes, I have.
All right, welcome to Blister 57 Podcast, episode 11. On Skype, we have Bryce and Glenn. How you going, guys?
Yeah, good.
Good.
Yeah, that's good. Coming up on the show, we'll be talking about Core i9 leaked on eBay, Apple updated lower Mac Pro for Pro 3, Call of Duty 4 for the Mac, and iClear cleaning products. That's coming up. And also, Glenn will be talking about Doxus 3 and some other good stuff. And also, the new Eminem song. Bryce, have you heard it, mate?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, mate. Pretty good. Apparently it's being leaked on the internet, is that correct?
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's supposed to be off his new Refill album. It's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, it's
good. I mean, yeah, so like, you know, Dr. Dre made the beat, so, you know, it's going to be a good beat, obviously, but yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, cool.
I'm actually...
You go, man.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty surprised that it got leaked fully mixed. Because I don't actually know whether he actually released that or whether it got leaked. I'm pretty sure it was leaked, but if it is leaked, then he must be pretty pissed, because that's fully mixed.
Fuck. Yeah, he would be pretty fucking mad about it, wouldn't he?
Not to mention Dr. Dre charged $1 million for that beat.
Yeah. I wonder, so, one who did that. That really annoys me when people do that. They shouldn't do that. It's really stupid.
Yeah.
It's really dumb. All right, what's going on? We'll talk to Glenn for a minute. What do you want to talk about, Glenn?
I'll be talking about the Doxus 3 and SciStar stories.
Okay.
Do you want me to go ahead and talk about
them? Yeah, go right ahead, mate. Yep.
Yep. So Doxus 3 is a new type of cable sort of internet thing. You get a new cable modem, you plug it in, and you get up to reportedly 100 MBS, but you're most likely going to get like half of that. But still, it's pretty good. 50 MB down is pretty good.
Shit,
yeah. So that's available in Melbourne right now. That's through Telstra, and they now have better plans, so you can get 100 gigabyte and 200 gigabyte.
Cool.
But Optus, which is another service provider here in Australia, is going to be rolling out it as well sometime in the next year, I think. They said that they'd be doing it in more countries along the East Coast.
Okay.
So, I mean, not countries, cities. So they'll be doing the major cities, Brisbane, Sydney, and Melbourne.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe they'll have better pricing points, I don't know. But it does seem like Optus is going to have the better deal. But yeah, it does seem pretty good, and it's about time that we got some better plans over in Australia.
Oh yeah, for sure, yeah.
And then we also have SciStar. So SciStar had this big legal battle with Apple because they were selling PCs with Mac OS X on them, and they were selling it for cheaper than what Apple was actually selling them for. They got they were offering Apple like $2.7 million or something to continue selling them or something like that. And eventually Apple managed to win the case, and actually SciStar was ordered to stop selling them. They actually pulled them from the website, and it says that there are no more in stock now on SciStar's website. So SciStar is going to be selling just normal Windows and Linux, I think, now, computers. And that's pretty much what I have to talk about.
All right, good stuff, Glenn. Cool. Very interesting, mate. With the cable internet, is that different to the normal cable that you get with Big Pond, or is it different?
It'll be pretty much normal cable internet. It'll just have faster speeds and better pricing points.
Okay. All right, cool.
But the plans are available for all cable and all the different options for internet also, not just Doxus 3.
Okay. Do you have any prices? Do you have any rough sort of prices on that, Glenn?
$109 or $20, something like that, for the 100 gigabyte one, and $175, I think, for 200 gigabytes.
That's all right.
So it's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good. All right, let's talk about an iPhone app. I've been testing this out today. We've actually been a week. I've had this for a while. It's called 5.0 radio. It's an application for all you can listen to the police and that sort of stuff. It comes in pretty handy if you want to listen to the police or if you're bored and that sort of thing. You can listen to the American police and that sort of thing over there. And yeah, it's pretty good. You can listen to United States, Canada, Australia, Chile, China, you know, them sort of places, which I don't really listen to, but that's a great application. It's $1.19, and the interface and it looks really nice. So also there's a top 100 scanner feed as well.
Awesome.
And yeah, it's pretty good. So yeah. All right, so what do you want to talk about, Bryce?
Well, first up is that the Core i9, which they're rumouring to be in the new Mac Pro sometime next year.
All right, cool.
It's going to be 6 cores instead of 4 cores, and it's going to be 32 nanometer now. But
wow.
That got leaked on eBay just recently. Whether it's real, I don't know, but they were saying that a Taiwanese seller had a clear picture of it, and he was selling it for like $1,800.
Shit.
But the Core i9 should be really fucking good. They reckon it's going to be 50% faster than the Core i7.
Wow.
The second is that Apple quietly updated the lower-end Mac Pro. Not the higher-end, but the... Well, I suppose they did the higher-end, but the only thing they did on the higher-end was make 2 terabyte drives available so you can have more space. And they also updated the X-Serve, which you can now accept higher RAM modules. Mm. And on the lower-end Mac Pro, they upgraded it from 2.93 gigahertz to 3.33 gigahertz.
Wow.
And the third thing I want to talk about is I ordered Call of Duty 4 for Mac, which should be here soon, a couple of days. But, yeah, it looks pretty sweet. Yeah. And,
sounds
yeah,
good.
The fourth is also ordered the iClear cleaning products.
Yep.
And, Brad, you know a bit about this.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, you get a lot of stuff in this pack. I don't know which one you got, but I got the $29 one. You get like one bottle, and you get a lot of one big cloth. What do you call them? Put the name now. There's a name for it.
It's a microfiber.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Microfiber. That's it. And you get one of them, and you get a smaller version of the bigger one, and you get. And you get another one. I'm not sure which one it's called. Some grey one, but and you get some the travel ones as well. Comes in the pack of two.
Did you get that grey thing?
What is that?
Yeah,
what do you use that for?
That's actually a keyboard cover for your Apple keyboard.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You put it over the Apple keyboard and you stop dust and all the crap getting on it.
Oh.
Okay. So like when you're not at your computer, you roll it over your keyboard and then it'll stop all. You know, like crap and stuff going over your keyboard.
Oh, okay.
That's really useful.
That's actually funny because I didn't actually get that in that pack. It must be the wrong pack that I got.
Yeah.
I got the grey, I got like a grey sort of, another sort of cleaning cloth thing.
Yeah, it's like sort of, it's sort of like the size of like, you know, your keys. It'll be the same size as that. So is it long or?
No, it's not long. No, it's not long, no.
Okay.
No, that must be the one that you got, so. I didn't get that one.
You get a keyboard cover thing.
Okay. All right, cool. I'm not sure if I would. Would you use that? I'm not sure if I would use that.
Yeah, I mean, if I got it, yeah, I might as well use it. So,
yeah.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's a good product. I got it. So, it cleans the iPhone pretty well. Comes up really good on the iPhone when it's all clean and that. And it works really well. Pretty good. What else is there we're going to speak about? Don't really know because Bo's not on here.
I got some stuff from ThinkGeek the other day.
Oh, yeah, what'd you get from there, man?
Just some Christmas stuff, like a USB snowbot, USB, like Christmas tree lights up. USB LED lights, like Christmas lights.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty cool.
And what else? Also, a thing you put through your wine, and it aerates the wine, so...
You drink wine, do you?
Yeah, sometimes, not much. So. Oh, okay. But it aerates you once, and you have to decanter it.
Oh, okay.
So just for a little.
I didn't even know you drink wine.
Yeah, no, sometimes, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
But yeah, that's basically it.
All right,
but all the USB stuff and that. Just one thing I want to mention about it.
Yep.
If people are looking at buying it, that shit is bright as hell. I'm not kidding. I plug that thing in. The LED lights can actually, one single little bulb of it, you can actually use as a torch. It's that bright.
Shit. Oh my goodness.
It's so, it like blinds you. It's that bright. The USB Christmas lights.
Fuck. Where do you have them? Where do you have them around? Like just around your office and stuff?
Yeah, just above my computer.
All right.
But they're pretty much offensively bright.
Shit, you can have them probably outside. Merry
Christmas, have a trip to the
optometrist.
Yeah. Interesting. All right, what else is there out there in the internet land? Probably not much. Probably we're going to have Gary Fong or whatever his name is from Ping on, maybe on the Both podcast, if that's all right with you, Bryce.
Yep.
Try and get him on here. And I'm trying to get, can you get some codes? I'm going to try and get some codes off him and give away this Ping app to people who wants it. But I'm not sure he hasn't got back to me.
Yeah.
And also we're going to have Roberto from Throwboy.com on next, this week. This Thursday coming.
Sweet.
Which is going to be pretty good. And, just a question about your server that you got there, Bryce. What does it actually look like? Is it actually a computer tower or?
The server.
Yeah. It's very loud. I just wanted to know what it looks like.
Yeah, if you look at my setup video somewhere within that, I show it. But if you go on Apple's website, if you type in Xserve, you can see what it looks like. It looks completely different to a computer. It's more flat.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Find it on the Mac section of the website. You scroll across, you'll find it.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Yep. Looking right now. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can type in Xserve and you see it.
God.
But man, that thing is loud.
It is loud, isn't it? For a fucking, it's not, doesn't look very, is it very, is it big?
Oh, it's huge, yeah.
Wow.
You hear that when you try to get to sleep? Because I can imagine that would be annoying.
Yeah, no, I actually don't mind noise. A lot of people mind it. I don't mind it at all.
So is that very loud when you go to sleep in that? Is that very far away from where you sleep or what?
Yeah, it's fairly far away. I can't really hear it, but.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's good. Yeah, no, I was wondering what it looked like. Okay. Pretty good. Very good indeed. The Xserve. Okay. Good. Anything else you want to say before we go?
No.
No, that's it. Any iPhone reviews coming up, Bryce? I did a video on my favorite iPhone apps just before.
Yep.
If you want to check
out. I actually got Call of Duty for the iPhone just recently. It's a game. Yeah, it's like a zombie version of Call of Duty for the iPhone, but it's good, but I don't know, it just kind of sucks. I mean, I don't know, the gameplay is just kind of not the same as a Call of Duty you'd come to expect, but
yeah,
it's pretty cool that they've ported somewhat, you know, Call of Duty over there. They got the knife swipe and that, so it's pretty cool that they've done that, but I don't know, I mean, with the zombies it just kind of kills it.
What do you want to see in an iPhone app that will keep you using it every day?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. They actually did a poll on the iPhone apps, and they found that users really only open apps once they've bought it once.
Really?
Yeah, you know, like 80, 90% of them only open it once after they buy it.
Wow, that's amazing.
So I was like, crap. But, I think people need to start making stuff that's actually useful.
Yeah, true.
You know, like, not just fun or leisure, you know, something that you kind of need.
Yep.
For example, the TomTom app, you know, like the GPS.
Yep.
If you need to get anywhere, you're going to have to use that, so that's useful.
Yep.
And it's got a pretty nice interface as well.
Yep.
You know, Newsstand as well, that's a RSS app for the iPhone.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. But, you know, that's useful as well. You can aggregate all your sites you look at on there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, I think developers need to start making stuff that's more useful, not so much just, you know, he can play with, you know what I mean?
Yeah, true. Yeah. Well, I'm using the Ping. I've been using the Ping app a lot.
Yeah.
Which has been saving me money.
Yeah, Ping is definitely useful. But,
it is, for sure.
Yeah.
It is, for sure. And also, AudioBoo. I like AudioBoo. That's a good application.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you use that before, Bryce, but AudioBoo is a good application to use if you want to record a message or something.
Oh, yeah.
If you're out and about and you want to record something or you want to share it with someone.
Cool.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good. What else is there? Flickr got updated just today. That's a good update. What else? Domino's app. Have you used that before? Have you used that one yet? Domino's iPhone app?
No, not yet. No.
Okay. What about subs? That's for YouTube. Have you used that before? Subs?
Yeah, I've been looking for a good YouTube app, but the thing with the YouTube app is that I'd want to see in it is one that actually has, you know, comments in it. You can, like, view your comments and view messages and all the rest of that. They haven't really made a good YouTube app yet.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, like subs and that is okay, but I don't know if you want to keep just looking at your subscriptions.
Yeah,
you know
true.
What I mean?
Yeah,
not yeah. You know, you want to read your own comments and your own messages. And,
yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And yeah, no, there's some good iPhones apps out there to use, but you just don't use them once and that's it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
What else is there?
Has anybody got their Christmas decorations up?
No.
Yep.
We don't put them up here.
Cool. I put mine up today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
They're quite nice. Yeah, it's always fun at night if you look at the lights.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that's about it. That's been episode 11. Next week, we'll be back for more.
Cool.
Something else I was going to say, but I can't remember what I was going to say now. Oh, that's right. Are you going to get your other internet on at all, Bryce? The faster one?
I have no idea. See, that was unconfirmed, so that's why I upgraded to 200 gigs, so I'm not actually sure yet, so.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm on 200 gigs now, so I've got a shitload of usage.
Yeah, that's all right. What about uploading that?
Upload's still pretty shit, but I mean, once they upgrade it, using Doxus 3, then it should be a lot better.
Yeah, fuck, that'd be alright.
It should be 200 kilobytes a second upload, or maybe faster, but so that's pretty good, but for me now, 200 gigs is fucking good.
You wouldn't get through that a whole month, would you? You wouldn't use that up in a whole month?
I mean, I reckon, you know, everything I wanted to use, like getting games and just all that type of stuff, you know, I'd probably go through about 150.
Fuck, that's
all
right.
Wow.
And what about other people in your house? Would they use a lot?
Yeah, fair amount.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's pretty good. Then that's pretty good value, though. If other people are using that. And
yeah, but the good thing about it is now instead of charging when you go over, they just slow you down. So it's essentially unlimited.
That's good.
Yeah, they've stopped the old charging tons.
Yeah, so it essentially, really, it's unlimited because, you know, they just slow you down.
Mm. Yeah.
They had a lot of people attacking them for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about what's the next plan up from that? From 200 gigs, is that the highest it goes, or?
Yeah, 200 gigs is the highest it goes.
Oh, okay.
And unless you buy a business plan, which is like $300, $400 a month, and that's unlimited.
Fuck.
That's so much for a month.
It is a lot of money. It is a lot of money for a... You wouldn't use it. A personal person wouldn't use it. A business person would use it, but...
Yeah. The business plan's supposed to go to, like, buildings that you have, like, 30 workers in there.
Yeah.
And they all use the internet once, so...
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's about it. Is that all you guys want to say on the show? I'm going to upload this to Podomatic, and then Bryce can fill in the rest.
Yep.
Cool.
Podomatic. What else is there? Twitter. What's your Twitter address if people want to follow you on Twitter?
Yep, twitter.com/blister57.
Cool, man.
And twitter.com/freegaming. Okay. Excuse me. Yeah.
And ours is Tech Webcast and Blister57. Hey, what do you reckon about the Twitter, the Blister57 podcast? We don't really use that, do we, Bryce? Not many people get much followers.
No. Man, it's probably just best giving out our own address.
Yeah, true, man. That's true. Yeah, it's true. And also, I just want to mention, if you guys have been using Google Wave, I've been using an app called Waveboard on the iPhone. That's a good application to use.
Yeah, something I noticed with Google Wave, Everybody steals your username.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my username is taken. My username abbreviated was taken.
I noticed that. Oh. When I went to get my own username, they were like, pretty much all of them were taken. What is with that?
That's weird.
I don't know.
That's weird.
It is very weird. Well, mine was all right. I put mine in and it was there, but that's, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Strange. So, all right, that's about it. This has been episode 11. Stay tuned for next week. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And we'll stop it recording.